You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day. Don't change me out.
Don't change a thing. Welcome to Sports Day WA. You're with Peter Vlahos here. You can join us anytime on the text machine 0487. 736 736. We're here for Toolmart, the complete tool centre serving WA for over 45 years. And Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers, those people listening through the regions. So great to have you on board. Well, the WAFL season has arrived. It's on our doorstep and it all gets underway this Thursday night, Thursday before the Easter break. It's up there at Arena Joondalup, known as Pentanet Stadium. It's the home ground of the West Perth Falcons, and they entertain Claremont. And these two clubs have gone hammer and tong over the last few seasons. Who can forget, of course, a couple of seasons ago at Leederville Oval when West Perth pipped Claremont in the grand final in one of the classics. But it should be a classic match to open the WAFL season. And joining us, heading into his fourth season as senior coach of the Claremont Tigers, one of the nice guys in WAFL football, in Ashley Prescott. Ash, thanks for your time.
That's a pleasure, Peter, and a pleasure to chat to you again on the eve of another season, mate. Looking forward to it.
How are you feeling about it all? And what's been the work like been during pre-season?
It's been solid, Pete. I mean, it's been, as everyone knows listening, it's been a long, hot summer, and the boys have been slugging it out. But yeah, particularly exciting. You know, it's a combination of a lot of hard work, you know, coming to round one. You know, round two and three come around quick too. But, you know, the application across the board of the footy club's been outstanding. So we're really looking forward to testing ourselves, you know, come season proper on Thursday night.
I'll ask you a difficult question first. We know during the pre-season you came up against Perth, and the son of the late Chris Manwaring, Zach, came in for a bit of attention. How's he been after that incident a few weeks ago?
He's been fine. We really wrapped our arms around him. I think it was just before half time, and it really shocked a lot of people, even for myself when I heard and saw Zach. I walked into the rooms and I saw him. He was visibly upset, and then, you know, the boys sort of mentioned it, and, you know, we all had to gather ourselves a little bit, and, you know, we had a bit of a chat just then, just to try and make sure that Zach felt really supported. But he's fine. Look, and, you know, I've made a point of ringing Rani, his mum, too, and just having a bit of a yarn. But, yeah, he's a very solid character, Zach, and, you know, he'll take it in his stride and be better for it.
And how's he going with his development at the moment? Because you've got some exciting youngsters down there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and it's good to talk footy. Yeah, look, he's coming along in leaps and bounds, Zach. You know, he's physically developing and he's really developing into a man in relation to how he plays and how he leads around the footy club. And, you know, he had a breakout year last year, as did a couple of other young fellas. And, yeah, I think he set himself up for another fantastic season.
Any similar traits to his famous dad?
Oh, well, I would have thought his competitiveness and you know, he's, and I think it just is the way he conducts himself around the footy club. You know, really extroverted, a real character, but, you know, once he crosses the white line, he's a fierce competitor and just unbelievably respectful. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting his father and playing against him a little bit too, and, you know, he's certainly got those qualities in spades.
Let's have a look at your squad. I know your captain, Declan Mountford, has come out saying, really, the key to your push to another finals campaign is we'll rely heavily on those crop of youngsters you have at the club. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think coming in my fourth year, strategically, when I did jump on board, we made a real effort to put games into younger players. So they were younger players 4 years ago, Peter. So now they're sort of 50 to 60 game players. And then your 40 game players 3 years ago are getting up to near 100. So we've sort of been able to maintain that and bring that group through. And we've added a few senior players too. We felt last year we were probably a little bit too young, and it was well documented. We lost quite a few players with injury and one through the AFL draft, mid-season draft. So we strategically looked at bringing some senior players in to just build that foundation and make it a little bit stronger.
Speaking of Declan Mountford, of course, he had an injury-ravaged 2023 campaign. I think he only played about a dozen games. How is he preparing for 2024?
Yeah, magnificent. He'll be our captain again this year. And yeah, he had a punctured lung last year, and that's healed really well. He was a little bit disappointed he can't do any scuba diving again, which we had a bit of a giggle about, actually. But no, he's fine. He's really good. And, you know, I think a lot of the senior players have had really successful and strong pre-season. So hopefully, again, it gives them a great foundation to stay durable and be really fit.
I remember that final at Fremantle before, of course, he took a bit of a break and then he returned at the Essendon Football Club, talking about Alec Waterman when he took on South Fremantle, and he was a standout player in that grand final. He's come back to Claremont. And what sort of asset will he be for your football club this season?
Well, already his assets shown in just his character and the way he's got a wonderful temperament for the game, Alex, and a really good clubman. And, you know, I know he really looks for opportunities to bring on the younger generation and coach and show a really good attitude. But notwithstanding, he's a fine footballer too. And I think just that ability centre forward to execute is always that finishing piece. And, you know, we've been able to, as a team, to generate some good inside 50s. But I think he can give us some real experience and that ability to win one-on-one contests and then execute on goal. So, yeah, hopefully he can have a great season.
So how will you play him this season in relation to the forward line? Will he be like a floating forward, or will you set him up in a key position?
I think he's a classic hybrid forward. He's very good one-on-one, so he probably plays above his size. You know, so I think we just need to make sure we look for him and use him. And he's really got, as our forward line does, has a real flexibility to rotate roles, because we probably don't have that big, hulking, strong type forward. We're looking for that versatility and flexibility within that forward structure.
Well, the Tigers have qualified for the finals every year since 2018, but are yet to savour the taste of ultimate success. And, of course, we mentioned earlier you had those heartbreaks in 2020. In 2022, but you've got some Rolls-Royce players and their achievements have been well documented, the likes of Bailey Rogers and Jai Bolton and the like. I gather those sort of players are pretty hungry for that ultimate success, because it's been knocking on the door and they haven't sampled it yet.
No, you're dead right. It's such a good point. They're dog hungry to have success, and they're really driving the culture and the standards of training. Because they've been close and had a taste and had some individual success, but haven't achieved it. So, you know, it's going to be a collective effort, as we know, but we're in it to absolutely win it, Pete. There's no doubt about it. And we do feel that if we can stay fit and healthy and hungry and get our processes right within the footy club, you know, we can definitely challenge.
And your thoughts on Thursday night, West Perth? And it's always difficult sometimes to gauge how the opposition will be so early in the season. But what do you expect up there at Joondalup?
Well, you just know you've got to be at your absolute best whenever you go up there, Pete, to get 4 points up there. And you know, I was only looking at a couple of their practice matches last night on the computer, and they've basically got their premiership side from 2012, and then add Connor West into the mix and a few others too. So, yeah, we expect them to be an absolutely formidable opponent. They're probably on the flip side of us. They're very experienced, but, you know, hopefully we can bring our running shoes and spread the ball and hit some targets and get the 4 points.
It's interesting. I think it'll be a very even season. Even the West Coast Waffle side have had some good results in pre-season. We know they'll be better. What do you expect overall this season?
Just what you said. I think it'll be an unbelievably even competition. You know, both AFL sides, you know, if they get a good run with injury, you know, who knows, they could be premiership teams. There's just no doubt about it with their quality that they've got. You know, and I think Swan District's had a great year last year, lost a lot of close games. You know, you'll think they'll pop. Perth have recruited unbelievably well and are well coached. So I just think across the board, it's just going to be one of those years that every week you're going to get a great game of footy.
And a couple of final questions. You've got to tell us about surely the best name in the WAFL, West Love.
Yeah, West Love, yeah. He's, he's a tall, athletic ruckman, come forward, came out of the amateur competition. Again, he's really just come in and adopted our philosophy at the footy club of care, connection, and caliber. And, I think he'll make his debut sooner rather than later. He's got an interesting name and he's a very interesting and captivating footballer.
Great to have a chat to you, Ashley Prescott. Always a delight. Thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck for the game on Thursday night. Really looking forward to it and looking forward to what promises to be an exciting WAFL season. Good luck.
Good on you, Peter. Thank you.